Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Morning to you people, party people in the house. You know, Jeff, I took a different route in. We're in Exarban now, and I guess I just don't pay attention. We have this ramp that we walk over from the parking garage, and you can see the Baxter Arena. And now you've been saying every day since we've been here that the light's on there. Dude, that is such a beautiful arena at night.
Yeah.
Especially when there's no one there.
Well, pretty soon, the hockey team, I don't know if they'll ever do morning skates, but...
Oh, that'd be great.
I guess
imagine that there's people over there skate, you know, doing early morning. Remember, in every, you know, city in the USA, ice time is a big deal.
Yes, it is.
I mean, in most big cities, it is forever booked.
Okay.
We don't have very many sheets in Chicago, and there are a couple friends of Declan's that are like on traveling hockey teams, and it's bananas like what time they have to meet sometimes.
Most of the guys,
it's like late at night or like early in the morning to get the practice in.
Right. Most of the guys in big cities play their rec hockey overnight.
Oh,
2 a.m., 3 a.m. That's the only time you can get it.
I guess why not if that's what you do.
No, we're kind of lucky. So. I think we got enough.
We have a lot of sheets.
We got a lot of sheets of ice in Nebraska. It feels like Halloween out there again, by the way.
It's cold.
I slept with the windows open, man. Woke up instant. You know how you know? You're like, oh, I have a cold.
Yeah, I was going to say, you sound stuffed up. If you slept with the windows open,
absolutely.
You sound a little stuffed up.
Instant cold.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. These overnights are pretty cold. It's going to be a perfect day, though. 73 degrees is what they're saying.
Well, it's 46 right now.
Can you believe that? 46 degrees.
So.
You do sound a little stuffed up.
No,
it's the first day of fall cold.
Fall was just blowing in my nose all night.
All right, we got what's trending coming up here in just a bit. Molly, what do you got there?
Amazon is getting behind the make legal pot movement.
Oh, all right. We'll get to that next. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Party Morning Show.
Amazon wants the government to legalize marijuana. Earlier this year, they announced that they would take a more chill approach to potential employees that use marijuana. They weren't going to use it for their drug screening. The problem is that if a job is regulated by the Department of Transportation, they have to follow the rules. So Amazon's taking it up the food chain. They're going to the department and saying, you know what? We need to legalize cannabis. This is holding back people from having jobs for something that needs to be legal.
And they're saying we probably have realized that our employees need to be high to survive the drone-like atmosphere of being an Amazon robot.
It helps.
Doesn't hurt.
Every day you go to work and they're working on the robot that's designed to replace you.
Oh, geez. The robot is pretty impressive, though.
Yeah, they're
robot
Wally.
Doesn't get high. Yeah.
They're Wally robots.
Yeah, they work 24/7.
So this is a
you wonder
big
how long
boost.
They'll last for. I mean, they talk about like how the you know jets and stuff we fly in. The design is might be 40, 50, 60 years.
Yeah,
these things, these little trash can Amazon robots.
Yeah,
they'll be here for 100 years.
Oh yes,
repurposed.
Every time I
at
go
the
to
end of its career, it gets to be a vending machine.
Sure.
Then the question is, do robots fix robots, or will you need humans to fix robots? Like, will it be so far down the food chain that humans won't even be the ones right, that
we
are
probably
the
already have
department?
Robots that fix robots.
They'll fix each other.
Don't you want to be a robot? We still have all of that, too, where man becomes machine.
Oh, we can get arms and stuff like that.
Like, Molly, right? Your kids might get to see that.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. I've been rewatching Westworld, the series on HBO, and it's kind of haunting to watch it now. Like, at the time, it was like, this is so fantastic. And now you watch it, and you're like, this is so
dated.
Almost here.
Dated.
That's exactly right. Like, you're like, I almost believe that some of these people probably are robots trying to kill me. Like, it's not that far off.
We could never know. I mean, they could release them out and, you know, not tell us.
If they're as good as those people make it look like in Westworld, I mean, it's a story within a story within a story. Like, you realize that you've been talking the entire season to somebody who's not a person.
Or getting hit on at a bar by a robot.
Yeah.
You didn't know.
Oh.
Would you care? That's always the thing with Westworld.
I don't care.
If you can't, that's sort of their logic of Westworld. If you can't tell, does it matter?
Well, the only thing that'd be weird is if you hooked up with one and you didn't know. You're like,
does it matter?
Man, this has energy. It won't stop.
And it thinks I'm amazing. That'd be the big tell. Them having energy is less important. The fact that they're like, you were amazing. You're like, wait a minute.
Oh, that's what we want to hear. That's what we want to hear. How do we know we're not being lied to anyway?
Yeah, we are. We need to hear that. People just need to say that.
In the bedroom?
Yeah.
Most people would agree, lie to me. I don't need the truth.
If you want the truth, you'd be disappointed every time. It's
truth
the silence.
Needed to happen outside the bedroom.
The silence is deadly, okay?
All right, so legalize it.
Legalize it.
I guess in summation, legalize it.
Autopsy confirms that the body found in Wyoming is that of Gabby Petito. The remains that were found at the campground at the Grand Teton National Park are the missing blogger. So the hunt continues, the search, I should say, for her fiancé for answers to what happened.
They saw some kind of image from a deer camera or something like that, yeah. So they don't know if that's him, but they're doing everything to try to find this dude.
That weird if they capture the crime?
Right. He's in this net.
Deer
Florida.
Trail cam.
Yeah.
Again, like this, back to robots.
Right. Thanks, robot. Thanks for seeing something that we couldn't see. Because that Florida nature preserve that he's supposed to be on is huge. I mean, you could spend a lot of time looking. So crews are going to be back out in Florida searching today. They just want to talk to him. What happened? Johnson & Johnson says its coronavirus booster shot is very effective if it's given 2 months after the first dose. So what was once a one and done, now Johnson & Johnson is saying, well, maybe that second dose after a couple weeks wouldn't be such a bad idea. They revealed that the booster is 94% effective in the U.S. and increases antibody levels. COVID vaccination rates are increasing in Nebraska. We're at 66% COVID vaccination rate. Though they brought back the dashboard, hospitalizations and infections are up, but people are definitely rolling up their sleeves to try to get that. We're going to be finding out.
Douglas County has 240 new cases of people, you know, reportedly sick.
In 24 hours or?
No.
Okay.
Just, you know, whatever the latest numbers that they
put
in. But if you go back to August, we've had 37 people we've lost to COVID. 14 vaccinated and 23 not vaccinated.
So that's getting to be 50-50 soon. Could be. I mean, it's leveling
out. I'm sure
out
it comes down
ends.
To what your health level is, right?
Yes.
Sure.
You know, forget some of the details of what it was when this whole thing started. It was who's more vulnerable.
The core morbidities.
Well, now the matrix is everyone.
Yeah, but look at this. I got it, and I knew I was vulnerable to it. Wylene's fit. She looks great.
When you said, look at this, you were waving like you've got a six-pack abs.
Opposite.
Like that bottom off, that shield.
Look at this. This is a temple.
No. I thought you were trying to say you were too sexy.
No. Well, I'm too sexy for this shirt, but yeah.
For this COVID.
No, I got it because I'm unhealthy.
Are you, though?
Well, dude, I had pneumonia a long time ago that put me in the hospital, and all I could think is, if this is a respiratory thing, that could be an issue.
Yes.
Could be. You know, I don't know. But then I get it and no one else gets it. That's weird. But anyway.
Did that hurt your confidence? Did that knock you down that you're like, because you've always been super strained.
I know. I've never had an STD.
Was it a humbling moment?
Let's go
was
back
it like
to that
a human?
You missed the brag. You missed the humble brag.
No, I heard it.
I've never had an STD. You should have seen the look on Wylene's mom when I said that.
Oh, mother-in-laws love hearing that. Well, like, Wylene, that is seriously opening material. Of course she does. She's a nice woman.
Well, I mean, that could just also be an interesting way to say that you're a virgin.
Yeah, there you go.
A virgin can say the same thing. I've never had an STD.
Well, of course
not.
...
I'm a virgin.
Or someone with a couple partners. ... Me.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, go get your vaccine.
Yeah, get it, please.
Some cool news. 5 Nebraska schools have been honored by the National Blue Ribbon. It's a big award from the U.S. Department of Education. 3 of them are here locally. Swanson Elementary School, St. Robert Bellarmine, and there's one in Elkhorn, Sagewood Elementary School.
St. Robert's, just to pop the collar, my grade school. They get that blue collar all the time.
Do they really?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Right. Year in and year out, the blue ribbon.
You know what's weird?
They used to put the sign on the side of the school. It's a big deal.
This probably sounds creepy, but whenever I drive by St. Robert's in the field, it brings me joy to see all those kids playing.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah. It's like, geez, I want to be out there, but then I'm like, that's creepy now. Now I'm getting creepy.
I know, but I'm saying, don't you miss that? The joy of recess, the idea of like,
oh, yeah.
Recess for 30 minutes, I get to run on a field. Like, we ran around on that same field.
Okay, all right. Yeah, they look like they're having a blast. Well, of course they're having a blast, but...
Not in the classroom.
Oh, brings me joy.
I just wanted to give a special shout out to Swanson's principal, Jennifer Haar, who is a friend of ours, and, you know, good work on basically, you know, helming the ship at Swanson and getting the big recognition. There is good news from Uber that pricing is going to be easing up. At least that's what the CEO says as far as the outlook. Drivers are going to be returning more and more. There's been a big pinch in the ride sharing, whether it's getting one or how much it costs once you do finally get your driver to show up. And they're saying hopefully with the ease that there's going to be a little less hurting at the wallet when you're
a driver or
when you're a passenger. Yeah.
I'm curious what's a better gig, an Uber driver or a bus driver? I mean, there's a national problem of bus drivers. All these bus drivers quit.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, but they're not coming back.
I think there's a lot of professions that people aren't coming back.
But industry that had a huge purge of drivers, like those sweet old ladies, Mr. Johnson with his weird sweater. Yeah. Those were your traditional bus drivers. They didn't come back after COVID.
Well, I guess that's a job opportunity for somebody who wants to get out there. I haven't taken an Uber in so long. I don't even know. I guess I didn't realize that there was a shortage of that, but I guess COVID was
They're well back, Omaha-wise. I take them all the time, and I use Uber Eats. So sometimes I don't even go anywhere. They just drive to me and hand me food.
Okay, I like it. All right, we'll be back, 938-94 on That Sense. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning. Yeah. Welcome to the Big Party Show, and welcome to the first day of fall.
Oh, it feels it.
I love it.
Yeah, the weather's amazing. Ramby Top 10. Give me some love, Ramby.
Full moon. Harvest moon. Could be Halloween. It's time to start thinking, what are you going to go at?
I know. I've already got a list. I'll go down a little bit later and see what you guys... Because every year we talk about that.
Right.
All year long. And then when it comes down to the actual day of Halloween, I can never remember what I want to be. So I slowly wrote it down. When I grow up on Halloween.
I can never remember what I want to be when I grow up.
Me too.
And then right before we die, I'd be, oh yeah, astronaut! Dead. Oh, he finally figured it out. He was an astronaut.
I wanted to be.
Seconds before he passed.
I'm telling you, I mean, if we have to go there, I wanted to be a forest ranger. I just wanted to be the guy that, you know, when you drive into the state park, you check for the sticker, you know.
Yeah.
That's
good. It's a good gig.
Checks for the sticker.
That's what I wanted. Then they said, I think you have to have some sort of education. College.
High bar there.
Yeah.
Apparently he needs some kind of education.
You got to go get a forestry degree or some whatnot. Right. I can't just love trees.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you want to be. It's not because you want to check people if they have the ticket. I thought it would be because you know stuff about nature and you want to, talk about the trees. It's kind of that kind of stuff, like knowing everything, what kind of tree that is, what kind of animal that is, what bird that is.
Oh, I want to do all of that.
The migration and
mainly I want to focus on the ticket checking.
You don't need a sticker.
Right, you can get a job at Worlds of Fun and do that.
That's not the same thing. You're not, we're wearing some kind of clown outfit doing that. This is like the real deal, the hat and everything.
It's another kind of a clown outfit.
Sure.
The brown pants, brown top.
And the hat. The hat with the brim.
Ooh, the official.
Oh, yeah, the official hat.
Yeah, well, here's to the park rangers.
Push her inside sitting there.
I wonder what's the employment level like at for park rangers? You know how everything is seen? We're hiring, man.
Yeah.
We're hiring. If you go to a state park, they're like, you want to work here?
I'd be like, yes, I do. What do I have to do?
Or are we quitting our jobs and becoming park rangers? These are unimportant questions.
That I guess when you've lost everything else to think about, you could ponder.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Everyone else is quitting their job and starting a new career.
Yeah. I mean, I think some people realize the money and maybe the stress and just some of the things you just have been wanting to hate on and not be able to deal with. It's just easier not to deal with it and start over. I don't know. I mean, we're fortunate to have what we have going on. I mean, we have our daily stresses and everything like that, but not enough to want to just quit and hang it up. That's for sure. I quit.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
Still figuring it out.
Force ranger.
Astronaut.
All right, we got the tea coming up. Celebrity news. Molly, what's up?
Well, Lil Nas X covered some Dolly Parton live. We'll get a little listen next.
All right. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Time to spill the tea on the Big Party Morning Show.
Lil Nas X did a BBC Radio 1 live lounge. Those guys have a great deal. The BBC over, across the pond in London, they get a lot of cool acts that do these live lounge deals.
And they always sound great, and you do your original stuff, and then they always ask you to do a cover.
Right.
Everybody usually does a stellar cover.
All right, and he did Jolene.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. You could have your choice of me, but I can never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you. Whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
I can't believe you've never sang this karaoke style to the sweet Wylene.
I know.
Wylene, 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 Wylene. Why haven't you done that?
I don't know yet.
I'm begging you, please don't take my man.
I'm begging you, please, to do that.
Well, the only thing I really sing to her is, come on, Wylene. And that sounds dirty.
Come on, Wylene, oh, I swear. Yeah, that's good.
That's another good one, yeah. I almost wondered if he'd met Dolly Parton because, he did the deal with Billy Ray Cyrus, Old Town Road, which remains the longest running Billboard Hot 100 number one song in history. And that's like they're good friends, Dolly Parton and, Miley Cyrus, that's her godmother. So I almost wondered. I thought it was in a unique choice. I always love to find out what covers different bands.
When Miley went on BBC Radio 1 and did that cover of Ariana Grande as one of the best I've ever seen.
Dude, she's great at covers.
I thought this was a good cover, but and the impossible standard that is BBC, I'd give it a C.
A C, okay.
I know, because it's tough. That live lounge, man, they get people in there and they surprise you with what they've got up their sleeve.
It looks like Lil Nas is wearing a dress, a skirt of some sort.
He might be.
When are we going to start wearing skirts, Jeff?
Do they fit better? Does it hide my gut?
It would.
I mean, I'm ready for anything that helps.
Of course, it'd hide your gut. It would just even things out, if you know what I mean.
Well, what was
it? It depends on the skirt.
So, what was Dan Levy wearing at the Emmys? Have you seen
those?
He
was wearing pants. Yeah, he was
wearing... but it had a skirt to it. It was pants with a skirt around it, almost like a kilt on a matching kilt on top of trousers.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I mean, that's a look right now. I've seen a couple guys walking around campus, and they've got, like, kilts on over, like, sweatpants or jeans. Or
look at Molly making her first subtle walking around campus.
No, but that's Starbucks. The place where I've seen it. I mean, I wouldn't have seen it in normal life is my point. Like, I have not seen that walking around.
Molly's going back to school, so there you go. That's why she's walking around on campus.
Not just prowling.
Getting all that culture. It seems like Dan Levy wears almost like a Catholic school, parochial school girl skirt a lot. And he pulls it off.
He likes that look, yeah.
Think about it, Jeff. The airing it out, it air out. You'd have to probably use less Gold Bond powder.
Yeah, just let the boys breathe.
The video that I'm seeing, Lil Nas X is wearing pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it. I don't know if it's the flowers in front of him that make it look like a little blousy, but...
Oh, that's what it is. The flowers are around the mic stand.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Right, never mind. So it kind of makes it look like it's a drape.
I'm just exploring my options.
I think you should. I mean, obviously it works for the Scottish, the Highlanders. They all wear it, and they don't wear underwear when they wear theirs if you go like super traditional, which I think just sounds terrible.
Maybe they just didn't understand how to make pants.
Yeah, it's quicker to put on, I guess. I don't know.
Could be. So Mayim Bialik is really making a run to be the permanent host of Jeopardy. She is currently splitting the hosting duties with the former winner, you know, the big winner, Ken Jennings, all throughout the end of the year. But apparently she did an interview with Glamour magazine and she's like, hosting this would be my dream job. I think she's not making any bones about it.
You got to survive the purge, right? It's like they don't want to officially announce anyone because then the universe cancels you.
Yes. Right. So you're the next one.
I'm sure maybe they know of a tweet or maybe one time she wrote something in her diary 40 years ago. And they're like, if that comes out, I'll be destroyed.
I had that thought once 30 years ago.
Right.
It's sad.
Fans of Sex and the City are mourning the death of beloved character Stanford Blatch. It's actor Willie Garson, and he was the best friend of Sarah Jessica Parker's Carrie Bradshaw. People remember him. He was so sweet. And he was working with the cast on the new spinoff, and just like that, 57 years old. I guess he'd been battling cancer. The cause of death wasn't immediately disclosed, but people said that it was like, you know, he'd had a long road, but I don't know what they're doing. He'd been filming scenes in the new spinoff, so hopefully that all works out okay. James Corden's Late Late Show is ready to bring live audiences back. He's got to be one of the last ones standing that isn't. The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel Live, they've all been readmitting studio audiences the last few months, and James Corden has been the last one. But he's going to start welcoming people starting Monday.
Yeah, that's if he doesn't get murdered by the BTS army.
Ooh,
y'all, we got to be careful. Well, he referred to BTS's fan base as 15-year-old girls.
Oh, how dare you?
And like Molly did yesterday, he referred to BTS's appearance at the UN as pretty unusual. And that got the army aimed at him, you know, the horde.
Yeah.
Really?
They're powerful. Remember?
The BTS Army.
Remember when they attacked somebody's feed? And when they used their power for good?
But wasn't it odd that they were at the UN? I mean, it's not normal that you
Molly!
See a pop team at the UN.
What are you
I'm not trying to get canceled. I really want to be educated. Help me understand why that is considered a normal thing to do.
That was their second appearance. Second appearance in their career at the United Nations.
And they performed. So why not do it all?
Just bring in a little K-pop diplomacy.
All right, 9400. Which trending's coming up next? And looks like Space Force has revealed a kind of a deal of what their uniforms are going to look like. We're going to get to that next. So stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Big Party, DeGan, and Molly.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.
This is what's trending
on the Big Party Morning Show.
U.S. Space Force unveiled the prototype for their uniforms, and the internet has an opinion. So it's the newest military branch. And yesterday at a conference in Maryland, they showed off the Navy coat, gray pants. And then there are like six buttons and it's like off to the side. And everyone's like, so basically Battlestar Galactica meets Star Trek is our new uniform.
Kind of cool though, Guardians. Right? I mean, they always say they basically follow sci-fi. I mean, we get all of our ideas for the actual technology from sci-fi.
Sure.
It looks very sci-fi. Now, again, this is just a prototype. So this will be their dress. I don't know what their normal non-dress is going to look like.
But the logo is Star Trek.
Yeah, it's basically like everyone's like, oh, wow. So basically Star Trek. but it's, you know, I mean, it's exciting. This is the first military branch in seven decades. So, like, you know, we're all pretty excited.
This will be the future when the aliens attack and it's an alien Pearl Harbor and all of your kids have to sign up for Space Force. I remember the day I signed up for Space Force.
Space Force.
And everyone's wearing that logo. Sign up, everyone. It's so exciting.
It does sound exciting, though, doesn't
Starship
it?
Starship Trooper-esque. Mm-hmm.
Starship Troopers.
Do we get laser beams?
Or when are they going to redo the last Starfighter, I think it was?
They are doing it.
Where video games, you don't realize, but the video game is a simulator.
It's a test. It's crazy that you say that. They just announced that they are remaking it, and the Starfighter is going to be a chick this time, a girl.
There you go. All right. I don't even need to say anything.
No, you don't, actually.
It's been invented.
Yeah. It exists. It's like so bizarre. Today is the official start to fall in the Northern Hemisphere. Today at 2:20 will be the official start of all things. So if you were holding off on decorating or pumpkin spice anything, now you've gotten the green light. Google's making the largest purchase of office space in the U.S. since the pandemic started. They announced that they are going to buy an office building in Manhattan for more than $2 billion. So the deal is expected to be completed in 2023. It'll be a waterfront property, but it comes despite Google allowing many employees to work permanently from home. So it's kind of like, okay, you're buying this big building, but still nobody works in it. And Amazon is lobbying the U.S. government to make pot legal. Earlier this year, Amazon announced that it would take a more chill approach to potential employees who use marijuana, saying that they would no longer look for weed when conducting drug screenings. But problem is that if a job's regulated by the Department of Transportation, they've got to follow the rules. So Amazon's like, help a brother out and go ahead and legalize marijuana so we can open up the hiring floodgates. They just made a big announcement that they're going to be having like a big hiring for the end of the year. They expect it to be a pretty busy winter Christmas season. So,
yeah, I mean, it is. Everybody's ordering, you know, Amazon.
Let them all get high all the time. You're going to open your Amazon box and be like, I didn't order a dildo, though, but.
But I'll
and then
keep
somebody
it.
Else is opening up your fly swatter. This is a dildo?
It's electric. It's electric fly swatter. I just bought one of those, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They look like a tennis racket?
Yeah.
Yeah, you smack them and they zap. Do they just disappear or does the dead thing fall?
Oh, the dead thing falls.
They're pretty fun, though.
It is, right? So the difference between that and a regular fly swatter is that the fly swatter gets, you know, it's give, like a floppy dildo. This thing is, like, stiff, and so you really don't want to hit anything hard because you're going to break something. That's the downfall of this thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was thinking the theory is you're just hitting them out of the air.
Yeah, but it's hard. You look like a clown. Because
you got to work on your game. I mean, it's not Wimbledon yet. It's the first game of the season.
I was never good at tennis, Jeff. Now I'm trying to hit a fly.
Well, then I'm imagining you're hitting him, and then Wylene gets hit in the eye with a recently singed dead fly.
It pops.
Looks like a kamikaze. It's on fire.
But the thing is, you look like a clown because you're standing. Like, I go outside to do it. So you're swinging around, and if someone was to look from a distance, they'd be like, what is he doing?
Right, because it's just you're swinging in air.
Yeah.
What if you go out in the backyard? I'm sure your neighbor's like, not surprising. Look at Boy Wonder. What if you're out there hitting fireflies with it?
I haven't seen the firefly, but I guess it could have been. What I like to do, I mean, now this sounds bizarre.
This sounds like little boy, creepy little boy,
I'll say,
you know,
what
John
I like
Wayne
to do.
Gacy stuff. You're out hitting fireflies with your electric bug zapper.
Yeah.
We notice he likes to kill animals. Is that something to be concerned about?
Yeah, but anyway, Amazon hiring.
And again.
Amazon hiring.
Amazon weed.
Bathrooms can be pretty much considered like the most dirty or disgusting room of the house. But what's interesting is that the dirtiest, filthiest part of your bathroom may be a surprise. It's not your toilet. It's not the sink. It's the towel rack. I can't even fathom. I didn't realize that a towel rack was something you were supposed to wipe down or clean.
Well, that's what we're basing it on. What doesn't get cleaned? So a towel rack doesn't
sounds
get cleaned,
about, but right,
doesn't seem as dirty as a toilet seat.
No.
No one ever sits on the toilet, on the towel rack.
Well,
with their naked butt.
But your naked butt goes on the towel, and then the towel goes on the towel rack, and then therefore the damp towels are like.
Yeah, it goes to how often you wash your towel.
Well, I hope you wash them.
Well, I'm saying how often. I mean, how many times do you use a towel?
Once.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All right, that's my.
I mean, I'm not saying I don't ever get multiple uses, but for the most part.
I get multiple.
Here's my rotation. Fresh towel goes over the thing above the shower. And then you use the shower, and there's a dirty one on the floor to stand on, because I don't have a floor mat.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
That's my system.
All right,
that's
okay.
You step out of the shower, and you're standing on the old one, you dry off.
That's the whole towel.
Now you drop the one you just used, and that's tomorrow's mat.
Oh, I like it.
And then you can stand over that thing and gold bond up. Looks like somebody did a mountain of cocaine in there. you can powder over that towel. And the one you just stood on goes in the...
All right, see, I'm gross then.
The dirty rack. So it's a conveyor belt.
Okay.
So
I like how you do that.
I like the way you think.
Mine is stupid. I mean, I literally looked at my towel today after I showered and realized that I haven't changed that towel out in probably 3 or 4 days.
Oh.
Doesn't Wylene share the same shower area and stuff?
Yeah, but she has her own towel. Her own towel rack or whatever.
We're taking the audience deep inside today. You're welcome.
You want to know what it's like inside Big Party's house? Here you go.
I'm going to take it deeper. Molly still has an answer. Are you going to say it's every day?
No, I get 2 shower uses out of a towel and then I wash it. But I am skeeved out by the fact that Jeff puts his on the floor.
Why?
I don't think I could have like a floor towel and then even, I don't know, it's just my OCD. I don't think I could have a floor towel and then consider it like fully clean.
That's what we do in a hotel.
Then it goes and gets washed.
I know, but again, it's weird. It's like my mental parceling of things.
I like it. I think it's very frugal.
We've got a mat, though. We've got like a dedicated mat that goes in.
I stopped trying. Like, I don't have a toaster. And sometimes I have a thought like, I should go buy a toaster. And then I think, I've lived this long without.
I could probably go.
Put that on the Christmas list if you want one. Those are just some of the things I never want to buy. But yeah, toaster. I don't even use a toaster, Jeff, so I'm with you. All right, 938-9400. That's the show. We'll be back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 941. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 941.
All right, good morning to you. 938-9400. Calls in. We'll take your calls. All right, so we're talking about my new toy at home. It's that tennis racket electric fly swatter. What I like to do, I know most people like to swat flies inside. I like to scour the lawn for fresh pieces of dog poo where the flies are all over it.
Oh, man.
Dude, it's sick. The greatest.
Gross.
What?
You're really eating breakfast, but go on.
That's all I got.
You're saying you hover over dog poop. You don't scoop it up because it draws the flies.
It draws the flies. And lots of them.
My dog poop brings all the flies to the yard and they're like.
And then you're swatting them with your electric fly swatter. Wow. Who needs television? Who needs Netflix?
Exactly. I don't watch that much TV.
And to your neighbor looking over the fence, you just look like a boy swinging a racket at air. Like, oh my God.
Well, he's mowing his lawn in his underwear, so it's all weird.
Right. Mutually assured destruction, you and the neighbor.
Yes.
He's looking over the fence, making fun of you. You're making fun of him. Yes. Mowing the lawn in his underwear.
Yes.
Oh,
that's a good look.
I'm telling you. All right. So we have a privacy fence, right, with the slats. And so you can't see anything straight up forward. But whenever he's mowing the lawn, I always happen to sit the right direction. Or I'm looking at an angle so I can see the whole yard. And he's wearing super tight, I'm being so mean, super tight boxers, kind of like the whatever, just tight black boxers. And then a wife beater type shirt, the white tank top tucked in.
Ooh, good look.
Oh boy, that's a whole lot of look.
What size trunks do you think you'd wear?
That guy?
Yeah.
Oh, extra large.
Well, why don't you go to Walmart and get him a pair of like gym shorts as a gift?
That's his thing.
Put it in a welcome basket with some chips and a six pack. And because you haven't given him a welcome.
No, I haven't given him anything yet. No, uh-uh.
And say, hey, try the shorts.
You're going to love them.
Call them mowing
shorts.
I know
we are.
Right. Walmart mowing shorts.
Hey, man, I was.
You can put a card in there. Try the mowing shorts.
I was going to take a photo. I was at the sink, and in the window, you can kind of look over the fence a little bit. And I was going to send you guys a photo, but I realized that that's probably invasion of privacy. I'm sure he doesn't want, he's not out there posing for me.
Right. You're leaning the iPhone over the fence. He's like, is that guy taking a picture? You know, 9 times out of 10, when someone's taking a picture of you, you're like, are you making fun of me?
It's not for good reasons.
Absolutely. But yeah, I mean, the last time we had an interaction with him is that Wylene wanted to look over the fence and see, you know, just see what's going on over there while he was mowing. And she got on my shoulders. And as she looks over, pops her head up, he looks over. And then it was just a barrage of mess.
I'm sure people are wondering, how tall is the fence?
I know. Well, you also have a window in your fence. So there is
it's the other side.
Yeah. Got it.
It's okay. The other side.
So anyway.
Well, you could gift him some mowing shorts, and then he'll leave a shuttlecock on your front porch.
What's a shuttlecock?
Give you something to hit with your racket.
Exactly.
Maybe he needs a ball.
Okay.
Now I want to buy an electric fly swatter.
Oh, they're really cool.
It's a little late in the season, though.
It is late in the season, but like I said, it's I'll get you one with a toaster.
Merry Christmas.
Is there a dual one we can find on Amazon?
Probably.
Maybe you could toast bread on it. I mean, if you leave it on there long enough.
Yeah. Electric fly swatter / toaster oven.
I still have yet to touch it because it's an electric bolt. So I wonder if it's killing flies and anything else that touches it.
I mean, I want industrial level that it would kill birds.
It probably could. I mean, the zap is that amazingly loud. So after bringing it, we'll just test it on bounce. All right, we got celebrity news coming up. What's up, Molly?
Kylie Jenner is expanding her empire. Ooh. We'll find out her latest line of whatever that she's selling.
That's next. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Every morning, I find Big Party, DeGan, and Molly.
It's the Big Party Morning Show.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1. Right here. If it's influencing us,
we're talking about it.
Ooh. Time to spill the tea.
Kylie Jenner not only is pregnant, but she's got another production underway. That's Kylie Baby. It's the latest line from Kylie Jenner's, you know, cosmetic body care empire. Kylie Baby is apparently something that you can get starting September 28th. And the post of her with little baby girl Stormy has got people speculating that maybe she's pregnant with a boy because the two are decked out in blue. And there was like a blue heart. And
what's
so
it called?
Wondering.
What's the line?
Kylie Baby.
I feel like she should get the rights to the song Santa Baby.
You're the one. That one?
Kylie Baby. That's the one. The Santa Baby where she
coming
goes.
Coming down the chimney tonight.
That one.
Okay. All right.
And redo it and do Kylie Baby. Da 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 da. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. You're hired.
You're completely vegan and hypoallergenic. So I guess she's got, you know, all the bases covered, and it's Stormy approved. That's her little girl. Well, no word on when she's due, but obviously people are thinking she's having a boy. Adam Devine is going to be in a Pitch Perfect spinoff. It's going to be coming to Peacock. He had a role in two films of the same name. He's going to star in the TV spinoff as his character Bumper Allen. And it'll follow him a couple years after the events of Pitch Perfect. So he's now living in Germany, but this will be the big spinoff for him.
Good for him. He's an Omaha boy.
Yeah, I didn't know he moved to Germany. What's he doing out there? Just hanging out?
I think no, that's the character.
Oh, okay.
Party went deep in with Bumper. I don't know where Adam ends and Bumper begins. That's how deep I'm in it, y'all.
All the feels.
I'm not hired.
You're fine.
Grammy nominees are going to be unveiled November 23rd. The weekend has a lot to do with the overhaul of things. This year's nominations could look a lot different. The Academy has eliminated the secret nominating committees of artists, creators, and industry experts on account of the fact that, remember, he gave so much pushback last year because he was like, I didn't get nominated for anything. This is all an insider game.
So who picks it? A robot?
Still inside, I mean, like, still industry, like, members of the Academy, but I don't think it's the secret nominating committees anymore. I think they're having more transparency.
Remember, you always have to get up there and thank the members. I want to thank, first off, I want to thank the Academy.
So these don't come out till November 23rd.
Yeah, they wrap up. I didn't realize that the year covers a 13-month eligibility period. So anything that came out September 1st of 2020 and September 30th of this year.
So you still got time. You still have time to drop Brilliance, the greatest album of this year.
Right. So T-minus, you've got like another week. Like this weekend would be probably the last Friday where you would drop a big album.
Yeah, who else is holding Genius?
I don't know.
I think Lil Nas is going to do very well on this one.
You think?
I don't know.
I like that song. I guess I need to spend more time with that album, but...
There's got to be traditional science that they know of what's traditionally too late in the season. You technically can get it in, but is it too late for the critics to consume it? You know what I mean? And
for the Academy.
That you probably have given early copies, you know, like how they do for television or film, where it's like for members of the Academy to watch, like, hey, for your consideration. A lot of times they'll set stuff out even though it's not coming out for like another week or two, just so you can get an edge.
But those judges are still persuaded by the culture, by the impact something has on the culture. When, you know, an album explodes, it's hard to ignore that.
Sure.
But yet they ignored The Weeknd last year, and that was like his huge bone with them. Is like, this is an amazing album. It's been charting like nobody's business. It's a huge phenomenon, and you are completely... I didn't get one Grammy nomination, not one.
Maybe none of them liked it.
I don't know.
We should try talking about this a week before it comes out. It's November 23rd.
Well, you're assuming there's something else to talk about.
I'm hoping.
Right.
Netflix has their own look at Britney versus Spears, a documentary exploring her conservatorship. They are the latest to bring their take on what she's been dealing with for the last 13 years.
I think we've all watched it, right?
I feel like I could direct it.
I think I could star in it. I could play the dad or the boyfriend, or I could play Britney.
What have you been working on, Jeff? Oh, I'm helming the new Britney Spears documentary.
Wow, I guess they're going to be making a whole lot of money off that one. The Britney thing just doesn't end.
All right, she just posted on Instagram, there is nothing stronger than the love between a mother and a son.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Because her boys' birthdays were last week.
Okay, all right, well, happy belated birthday to them. All right, 938-9400. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending
on the Big Party Morning Show.
McDonald's Happy Meals are going green. They're going to offer more sustainable Happy Meal toys by 2025.
Oh, thank you. That'll save the earth.
Oh.
Man, those toys, though, are a nuisance, I will say. I mean, and the kids are even like, this is ridiculous. This is a waste.
The kids are even saying that's a waste.
Yeah, because they're all being raised really eco now. Like, there's like this huge push in schools about, you know, Mother Earth and taking care of your environment and everything. So they see stuff like that and they're like, this is so bad. You're like, okay, no more Happy Meals, I guess.
We'll it was just supposed to get the kids to stop screaming.
Right.
Yes, and keep them kids, occupied.
I'll feed you dinner and I'll give you a toy if you stop screaming.
I guess...
And now the kids are like, we'll stop screaming if you save the earth. Every kid's a Greta Thunberg.
I guess I'm surprised that you're still buying your kids Happy Meals.
Why?
I don't know what the age limit on is it anyway.
My daughter's 9. I mean, it's still pretty. I mean, we're just phasing out now because they're starting to get to the point where they can eat more than a burger and apple slices and a milk, you know. But for the most part, for the longest time, that was it.
I don't remember ever getting Happy Meals and being that satiated by it, but I do remember they would have the limited edition glasses.
Yeah.
Cool.
It would be yes. a glass with whatever your favorite movie was, and now collect all four. And you had to collect all four.
Sure.
They'd tie it into a Star Wars movie. That was a big deal.
Yes, it was. You remember Alf. Now I'm just aging myself.
They did a limited edition Alf glasses?
No, not glasses. A hand puppet.
Was it Burger King or McDonald's?
It was McDonald's, I believe, because I was, I guess it could have been the other one. But yeah, because my stepmother loved Alf.
You know what a collector's item that would be now?
We still have it.
Oh, get that on eBay, bud. Go make yourself some money, some coin.
My dog looks like Elf.
Kind of does.
Oh, my gosh, she does.
Now you just need Willie to be like, Elf, would you please calm down and stop trying to eat the cats? I'm from Melnack.
What a great show.
Food and Drug Administration could decide as early as today whether to recommend COVID-19 booster shots in the U.S. There's an advisory panel. They rejected it on Friday that for all adults, but instead recommended a third shot for people 65 and older who have like serious health conditions, people that would need, you know, be in that sort of heavy risk factor area. But Johnson & Johnson says its coronavirus booster shot is very effective if it's given 2 months after that first dose. So J&J was the one and done. And now they're saying if 2 months after that one dose, you get another, you know, booster dose, it's 94% effective.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
If it's true.
Yeah, I mean, this is all the studies that they're coming back with. I mean, it's interesting. I read an article the other day about, you know, how the FDA is the gold standard worldwide for how safely to bring a drug to market, right? Like, they're very thorough. And the problem is that in a pandemic, do we need that level of, you know, like, should there be an expedited way to do all of this since, you know, we're kind of going off of an old model where it's not a global pandemic? It was interesting. 700 teams of runners are going to be doing the market to market relay this Saturday, Omaha to Lincoln.
Pretty big deal. Have you guys ever been a part of it? You got to do the different teams. And
no, I know people, but I haven't been
rooted.
A part of
it. I was a rooter.
What's a rooter? You just sit on the side watch?
On the sidelines.
Okay.
Yay.
Cheering them on. Okay.
I think I did it from a computer. But I mean, you got to put together that team. Think about it. You're running to Lincoln.
75 miles.
You just break off a chunk. Like, come on, Mike. Can you do 4 miles?
Two.
So it's relay. I mean, it's not one person going the 75 miles.
Oh, no,
it's
a relay. You tag up with somebody, and then they go, and you all have matching shirts.
And you run.
And then you get down to Lincoln, and you go have a beer, and you've accomplished something.
Well, it starts right at our studio doors.
I was dating somebody and watched from a computer. Go! Go!
You are doing great. So it starts off in Exarban Village, finishes off in the Haymarket, 6 to 8 runners per team. They get started at 5 a.m.
It's starting right here, right behind the studio.
Yeah. Right in our backyard.
All right. Now you got me thinking, what am I going to accomplish today?
What are you going to accomplish today? We know you're going to hit 3 or 4 retails, a Home Depot. How
many? Fair.
How many big box stores?
Today will be 2.
And how many questions are you going to ask at each store? Bad question day.
It's bad question
Mike's
day.
Mike's here.
I don't ask many questions.
Oh, now. Stop it.
Come on. What am I asking?
What's a sample question?
He asks questions every place we go. You're asking a question.
Well, I like to talk to people.
I know that. I know. But you're always trying to kick the tires.
Yeah, like, hey, how you doing, lady?
Mm-hmm.
You're the only one working here? Mm-hmm. We're at that back lot tap house, and there's one person behind the bar. And I'm like, is it always been just one person working the whole place? And she's like, since I've worked here. And I go, well, if the cook doesn't show up, you're screwed.
We're waiting behind him, waiting to order. Like, he's got 2 more dad jokes in him, and then I'm going to try and put an order in.
She's like, well, I'm going to quit before that.
Right.
So better get it now.
So that's what you're gonna accomplish today. You're gonna spread the gift of gab.
I'm going to make someone's day, Jeff.
Okay.
All right.
Chipotle's adding smoked brisket to the menu. I'm so excited. I think I might actually hit Chipotle today. I really want to try this. It's a new addition. It's limited time only. Smoked brisket sounds delicious. And it's, you know, comes with all the, you can get it a burrito, you can get it the bowl. I just want it.
Okay.
Loyalty program members can start ordering items today. And guess what? I'm a loyalty program member.
Really?
So I will. Yeah, I got the email yesterday. I could have ordered it yesterday, but I was like, I'm not going to be by a Chipotle. It seems so decadent to like make a special trip. But today I'm running some errands and I'm like, I mean, Chipotle is right there. A
lot of fast food talk. At least Wendy's pays me to talk about them.
This is just a sampling. Maybe one day.
Popeyes has a new hot dog, you guys.
They do?
Go on.
Tell me more.
The new breakfast hot dog from Popeyes.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. So far, the sequoia trees in California are safe. They've been wrapping them in these huge foil blankets. The big one are the four guardsmen and General Sherman. I mean, keep in mind, these are the largest and oldest living things on the planet.
They are. And you know what? They're such massive pieces of Earth that in nature that they have been through this before. It just really depends on how severe these fires are going to be.
And it's been tough to contain them. It got caught. It started, I guess, by lightning, which is like, oh, boy. And then they've been trying to protect them. What's helping are all those trails that they have at the national park because it's a natural fire line. So that's helping some of it. But people are definitely working really hard to try to protect these trees.
About what, 8,000 of them is what they say? Ballpark, 8,000 sequoias.
I hope nothing happens. I mean, that is one of the things I want to do before I die, is go check those trees out. And it'd be a damn shame if they get burnt up before I die. That's a little fun fact about my life.
Thank you, sir. Did you like to order?
I'll take a hot dog.
Welcome to Chipotle. Would you like to try our new brisket sandwich?
Listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We want to give a shout out real quick to all the all the Harry Styles fans that are heading up to Minneapolis today. My nieces, Chloe and Claire, again, are heading up there. They're so stoked. But Harry Styles, you know, the show, the tour that was put off for a year is back on. Just in Detroit, does Minneapolis tonight and then Chicago on Friday. But
okay. And they're that excited, too. That's great. I mean, think about that. I don't even remember the last show I saw that I was that excited to go to.
I'm kind of excited that my brother's taking him. It's a really cool kind of moment that he's taking his daughters to a concert.
Hey,
because the first concert I went to was with my older brother, Mike, and I got to tag along with him and his girlfriend and saw REM in Lincoln.
Okay, yeah.
On the document tour. It was amazing. So your first concert, man, that's a big deal.
Yeah, and the only thing I can recommend, you should shoot him a message, or maybe he already knows this, to bring earplugs.
Yeah.
Because the screaming of the girls is so ear-piercing. I went and took my sister to the Jonas Brothers when she was younger, and I was begging for anything. I thought I was going to go insane, so I started picking up napkins off the ground and putting them in my mouth to moisten them so I can shove them in my ear. Gross!
Oh, my God. Dad. Dad's here.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, so tell him. I'm telling you.
Yeah, so that's pretty fun, though. The road trip to see a band, and Harry Styles is pretty talented, dude.
Watermelon Sugar High.
Minneapolis is a great town. I mean, they're going to have so much fun, so many good restaurants and just good hangs. That's great.
I saw some backstage video of him. They're filming him as he was performing, and all I took away from him is that, man, that could be a hell of a show to go to. He is an entertainer.
Yeah, he's definitely what we say, now it's fair to say he's the Timberlake.
He's the Timberlake.
Yes, of that crew.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of everything. And he's the outfits he wears are, I mean, they're growing on me. They're cool. Pearl necklaces, stuff like that. I mean, why not?
He does. That's what makes you beautiful. to do some One Direction, the encore Sign of the Times, Watermelon Sugar and Kiwi.
Okay. I love Sign of the Times. That was a really pretty one. That was like his first single when he went solo. And I thought it was so pretty.
But Watermelon Sugar is the song that you sing to Wylene.
Hi. Yeah, that's how she, we're in the car. And I admit it, whenever it comes on, I do turn it up because I do enjoy that song. And I enjoy that part. And so as I was singing it in the car, just that part, I.
That's his Broadway.
That's when she told me that if I had singing lessons, she'd think I could do something on a stage. But I mean, she said Broadway. And I was like,
it's that powerful weapon, Molly, that you women hold. When you choose to use it, you prop up your man. And we go, do you really think that? Can I do it? When your lady's like, I think you could be a star.
Really?
Do you really think I could do that, Wylene? I'm going to get singing lessons. You're up there on the stage doing community theater. Now Wylene's begging coworkers, we just come and watch
please.
For half an hour.
He's so excited. It really would mean so much.
Gosh, that is me. God bless that woman, that sweet, sweet Wylene.
No.
I can do it. Anyone can do it, Jeff.
No.
Bye. Oh, thank you. Thank you for taking me there.
Yeah, be safe on the roads, kids.
Absolutely. We got celebrities coming up next.
Nicole Richie celebrated her 40th birthday, and it was an on-fire event. Like, literally, she's on fire.
All right, next. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Time to spill the tea
on the Big Party Morning Show.
Nicole Richie lit her hair on fire while trying to blow out the candles for her 40th birthday. It was caught on video, and they posted it. She's got a good sense of humor about it. She doesn't lose her cool at all during the entire thing, and it's like her hair is on fire.
Both, like, so she's got shoulder-length hair past the shoulders, and both sides light on fire.
Ooh.
And then they think it's out, and then boom, the whole right side of her hair goes up. So she must have got a haircut after that.
I would You'd imagine so. Yeah.
Burning your hair is the worst, and it's the worst smell. You usually smell it before you notice.
I remember there was some people, weren't they? They're like cutting edge hairstylists that they cut hair by burning.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know how you would sit through that.
Like a hot iron. I mean, the idea would be like a hot iron would do something like that.
No, but I've seen where they would comb it, they'd take the extra length, and it's literally fire on the ends.
Because I've seen
it's doing
too.
Something to the strand.
Probably searing it. So, yeah, I don't know. If you've ever done that before, give us a call. I'm not even familiar with what that would do.
Smell terrible. That salon would smell awful.
Burning hair is just the worst.
Burnt hair is, and then just the way it feels, it's really crunchy. You know, I mean, it's not a good feel. Like, you get bangs pretty quickly.
Yeah, I'm seeing a headline here. Why you should not try the hair burning trend. I'm sure all the stylists are yelling at the radio right now.
Don't try it.
You're burning off split ends.
Okay.
So for people who still have hair, split ends are a thing, right?
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
And it's the stylists that are burning it.
Okay.
I prefer scissors.
Right.
To deal with my split ends.
Or a Flobee.
Flobees are great.
Whatever cutting device is inside those. The Fugees are getting back together. This was long speculated. It's the 25th anniversary of their classic album, The Score. And they're going to be doing a limited engagement tour. Like some cities in the U.S., some cities over, you know, like Paris.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Nigeria, Ghana.
I've always loved their sound.
Yeah.
Well, we just met Wyclef. I just posted a picture. Me and him are best friends. He's given me the point. You know, the famous person's got a point at the non-famous person.
Look at this guy.
How'd you do that? How'd you get a photo with him?
Did I show that to you?
No, I haven't seen it.
Right before he went on, remember we brought him out and then he marched on and I was walking behind the drum set filming and that lady freaked out on me.
She yelled at you. Yeah, I saw that. Get out of here.
I'll post the clip right now. But he was super cool to us.
Oh, yeah. His whole band was cool. I mean, you know, we said to the drummer, it was like, great show. And he's like, no, we don't. It's not us that do the great show. It's you. He's pointing at us. You, all of us together. You guys, we all do a great show together.
I'm like, hey, Mom.
One love.
One love.
That sounds as inspiring as Wylene telling you to get voice lessons.
I know.
I'm going to run through a wall today. Did they do Stayin' Alive? Do you remember him doing that at Memorial?
Oh, geez. I'm not even sure. That was a good
he did, actually. This one's where you just go marching down the block. You should walk through the center lane of Exarban today with this in your headphone. Just not getting out of the road.
On a scooter. All right, what else is going on, Molly?
Kylie Jenner is launching a whole baby care line, because why not? You know, she's already managed to become a billionaire selling everybody makeup, so why not baby stuff? Because she's expecting baby number two. And somebody, a lot of fans, I guess, should say, they are speculating that it's a boy because of the blue heart emoji, and she and her daughter Stormy are wearing blue and the promotional pieces for it. It starts selling September 28th.
Did you ever get to do any of those announcements, any of the social media stuff where bun in the oven or shoot off fireworks in the backyard, Molly?
No, I was way too superstitious.
Old school. Because that's a thing now.
I know.
It is.
I know.
What's the cutting edge? What has TikTok done to baby announcements? It's got to be a new TikTok trend. Maybe it's made them
shorter on account of the fact that TikTok only, what do you get, 60 seconds? So you really got to make it pop.
Right. Maybe less production. But yeah, doesn't seem like you don't see them as much anymore. Did they run their course?
No, they still exist. The thing is, I've noticed that there's like a new vein of funny America's Funniest Home Videos where it's like baby reveal fails, where it's funny, like they'll reveal like we're having a girl, and like the baby brother's like, come on, and like storms off and is like really upset because he wanted a baby brother. And those are really cute. Like, it's really funny. Like, a real unvarnished reaction from, like, a four-year-old who's finding out for the first time that the baby brother that he thought he was going to have is going to be a girl and just hates it.
Man.
Those are sweet. Those are kind of funny.
We got a call right here real quick. Kaylee, what's up, dear? What can we do for you?
Hi.
Hey.
I'm one of the hairstylists yelling at the radio.
Oh, good. Yell at us.
About the burning hair.
Don't do it.
Okay. What's your take?
The burning hair trend was awful.
Did you get into that?
That never happened. No. Nobody, okay. Nobody really did. That was just a thing for internet.
Okay. Well, I listen to anything I see on the internet, so.
Well, yeah, we all do.
Okay. All right.
So give us what we got you. Who do you cut for? Where's your salon?
I actually work at Avalon Studios. I have my own suite.
Okay. Awesome. Well, give us what's the latest trend? If we're not burning our hair, what is a legit real trend?
I don't know. Hair has been crazy lately, and keeping up with the trends is hard, and everything always comes back.
We went a year without anyone getting their hair done. That had to have had an effect.
I know.
But the mullet that seems like it's back. The mullet in high form. Seems like that's bad.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Some of these junior high kids with the curly mullets are kind of cute. It's hilarious. My son's in junior high, and all of his friends have the curly mullets.
Okay. Oh, I know. It's so fun that it's coming back. I think it's really cute.
I like it. I had a mullet, so I think the mullet's not a bad look. How about the bangs? Is that the thing? Molly wants to get a mullet with bangs.
Yeah, I mean, even just the shag haircut for women is really popular again.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, Kylie, thanks for calling and setting us straight. Appreciate it.
And we need you to call us whenever we have hair questions.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good. Take care. All right. 938-9400. That's into the show. Back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 941. Big Party Morning Show on Channel
941. All right, good morning to you. Welcome to the Big Party Show.
It's going to be a banner weather day today, tomorrow.
It's going to be fantastic.
The weekend, yeah. This is the good stuff where it's like not hot, it's not cold. It's the Goldilocks zone.
Love it.
What else is associated with fall besides color? I know it's the end of flip-flop season, I believe, right? That goes away?
That goes away. I mean, you people still power through. I'm just so excited to finally get to use, like, the oven and start making, like chili and things like that and not feeling as if it's temperature inappropriate. Mm. You know? Like, I just love getting, like, roasted meats going. I mean, I love grilling. I don't grill, but I love that my husband grills. But I really miss getting, like, yummy, you know, Irish stew and things like that. Like,
that doesn't stop me. Temperatures and weather doesn't stop me. I'll make chili.
And neither does lack of taste, meaning a physical lack of taste.
I know,
does sucks. Not stop him from eating. Somebody gave us free breakfast yesterday. Who are those people that hooked us up? They were nice. We'll get their name right again. But they brought us free breakfast. And Party's out there after, eating the eggs, going, I can't taste anything. And then getting seconds. He's going in for seconds.
I keep thinking it's going to come back. And
eating a pancake like a sandwich. The lady was waiting to clean up and take the food away. And Party's eating pancakes with his hand like a taco.
Like a taco.
Going, I can't taste this.
I cannot taste it. And I put syrup on it, and I could not taste it.
But then did it.
Then the eggs tasted it just texture. Imagine what scrambled eggs taste like without tasting it. The texture alone, it's like,
Now, again, someone who was eating near you and could taste it, they were delicious.
Everyone loved it.
It was the delicious breakfast from Beacon Hills.
That's right, Beacon Hills, right down below us a little bit.
And they just brought us breakfast.
Nice.
But anyway, you do not let that stand in the way of you making chili. You'll make chili in the summer?
I'll make chili in the summer. I'll grill hot dogs in the winter. I live. I'm a liver.
I eat, is what you should say.
I eat.
How many days do you think we have left till the first snow?
We're going to have a bad cold one, so I don't know.
I mean,
I'm not sure.
The Weather Service is saying that, what is it, El Nino or whatever
it's
that.
Bad.
It's bad, and that winter weather's already forming in parts of the United States. Like, now. Like, no.
I mean,
enjoy what we got going on, because the winter could be brutal.
We could be 5 weeks away from snow.
Oh, man, enjoy every
it's
day.
It's snowed the week of Halloween before.
Yes, it has. Oh.
So what we're trying to say, people, is live.
Live life. Live and eat. Live and eat. Eat and live. There's the bones. And you listen to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Good morning.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning. Welcome to the Big Party Morning Show. You want to feel free? Throw your nipples on the glass. That's all I'm going to tell you right now.
Party's done it 5 times this morning.
You need a safe space.
He's put them on the glass. Molly, have you seen it? I just sent you the photo.
Yeah, no, I did, and it's horrifying. And honestly, Party, you need to be careful because your nipples are known weapons. I mean, you could be cutting glass with those things.
Right.
I mean, we just got a new studio. We don't want you scratching it up with your Hershey Kisses.
We might need his nipples to cut ourselves out of the studio. These doors have been locking. We might need that porthole. Might be the only way out of here
in case of emergency.
I got to be honest with you; it doesn't look too bad.
No, it doesn't look too bad.
I'm going to share this on Facebook.
Oh,
go ahead and share it, Jeff. I'm all right with that. The Big Party Morning Show. If you want to see, you know,
so it looks like if people ever seen the Jim Carrey movie Cable Guy with Ferris Bueller.
Yeah,
and there's a scene where he visits him in prison, and Jim Carrey puts him on the glass. He goes, "Oh, Billy." It looks exactly like that. It kind of looks like a prison window.
It does look. Oh, geez. We're in prison.
The studio door looks exactly like that moment you have when you visit someone in jail.
Yeah.
And hopefully you're on the right side of the glass. And the other person's on the phone. And they're like yelling about their lawyer.
With their nipples on the glass. Yes. That's what
it looks
like. Put
them on the glass.
It's refreshing.
It must be. You've done it 5 times.
I think that might be my daily regimen.
It's his call for attention. It's just, you know.
Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous because you're not brave, Molly.
It's what calms him down. It's like a fidget spinner.
Right.
Or like, you know, some people relax by combing. You know,
like
combing
it.
Thing.
Yeah.
It releases your anxiety.
It's so hot in here that it really cools you down. But you're right about the deadliest weapon is my nipples. They're like Hershey Kisses.
Yeah.
What is the point of nipples on a man? Like, what do we?
We all start off like, you know, we don't know.
Yeah. We're the default position, right?
But
is there something we're not doing with them? Like, I'm trying to think, like, how you use your fingers to read Braille. What if you see the world through your nipples, through the touch?
From what I understand, they're just auxiliary for men.
Is there such thing as male nipple Braille?
I don't know. I don't know.
Let's invent that.
I like the nipples on the glass. That's nice. All right, we'll share that, though, so you can enjoy yourself. Molly, don't be jealous. It's okay.
All right.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, and thank you, of course. First day of fall. I hope it does you well. I'm excited.
For the girls, Chloe and Claire, and my brother Mike on the road to Minneapolis with all you other Harry Styles fans heading up to Minneapolis tonight for this show. COVID put it off for a year.
Yes, I talked to somebody yesterday that's going with their daughter as well up to Chicago, and they're so excited.
So fun. Safe travels everywhere.
Think about that. Youngsters wanted to see Harry Styles, and it gets canceled, and they get to go. It's going on, so good for them.
It'll be fun.
That'll be fun! All right. We're going to get out of here, people. Enjoy the first day of fall. Make yourself some chili. Grab yourself a pumpkin.
Yeah, first day of fall means it's the last day of watermelon sugar.
That's it.
That's it.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a safe day and do yourself good. It's like Sundays on a summer evening. And it sounds just like a song. I want your belly and a summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever go without watermelon sugar. Squirrel in my fro, big party show. Breast will enlarge, big party show. The radio is on. Sitting on the John. We believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know. Big party show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show.
DeGan and Molly.
This is the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1. I wake up
every morning with the Big Party Morning Show.
Well, hair transplants are up. Apparently, during the pandemic, people were getting work done. Hair transplants, because you're home, you can recover.
It's hard to go home on a Friday and show up Monday with a head of hair. That's always been the dilemma. Even if they can pull it off, they're like, where are you going to go? Who can hide for 6 months? Well, those are people that are dying to go back to work. Jerry's got a full pelt of hair, and every time on those Zoom calls, now he's getting mad when they're like, I don't think we're coming back to work.
I did not get this hair for nothing.
What they noticed was is that Jerry never turned his camera on until recently. People remember him back in March when he was balding Jerry. You see him
and
in the break room.
Now he's got a skunk on his head.
Now he's first to turn the cameras on. Everyone's like, did you get a haircut, Jerry?
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.